Back now with Day to Day. You have no doubt been seeing fresher faces behind the ice cream counter or at the motion picture box office these days. They are youngsters in summer jobs. Behind some of those smiling faces could lie a dark shadow. Regulators are concerned that a growing number of teenagers' first jobs could be tainted by sexual harassment. Hannah Jaffe Walt reports now from Seattle.
You're 16, 17, you want money, you have no skills. You're qualified for nothing, except the jobs no one wants that pay pennies. Basically, you're on the bottom of the totem pole. In fact, you're not even on the totem pole. You're in the mud, holding it up.
It's kind of like being the new kid in class.
Anna Stevenson can relate. Her first job was in fast food at 15.
They definitely took advantage of me as far as hours. Minimum wage at the time being $4.25. Most of the people are older than you and waiting for you to mess up somehow.
Then Anna saw this ad for a waterproofing company called EverDry. She landed a telemarketing job and made a lot more than she did in fast food. But there were trade-offs. Comments like this from her manager.
He says, I've been looking down your shirt, you know, I can see straight down your shirt. And I said, oh, thank you at first, you know, and went to button it. I had popped a button. And he said, oh, no, you should. I've been able to see down it all day. I just wasn't going to say anything, but you should be flattered.
Then Anna started hearing these whispers. Other teenage girls on the night shift were talking about getting love notes from superiors. One coworker told Anna a salesman had offered her money for sex. Nobody reported these incidents. Then it got worse.
It turned into touching, grabbing. I had to show somebody the color of my bra to go on a break.
Finally, Anna confronted her boss. He told her, this is what happens in every workplace.
Now, I didn't necessarily know if that was true or not. I'm not an idiot. But at the same time, this is also a guy that's the age of my father telling me this is what you have to do at your age to be respected in the workplace.
Teens don't understand their place in the workforce. Usually, it's the very first job. They are the most vulnerable group in the workplace.
This is Naomi Earp, chair of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. She says teens don't understand their rights, and bosses take advantage of that.
Kids don't challenge authority in the workplace the way they do at home, or even the way they do in school. In the workplace, it can be very hierarchical. You're here, I tell you what to do, you get it done, you don't like it, you don't have a job.
But Naomi Earp says the EEOC has seen an increase in teen complaints. In the past 5 years, the agency has filed 119 lawsuits on behalf of teenagers. That could mean more teens are being discriminated against at work, or that more teens are reporting that discrimination. There aren't enough statistics yet to know for certain. Either way, Earp says more education is needed. The EEOC has launched a Youth at Work initiative. There are websites, collaborations with schools and employers, and, of course, the obligatory MySpace pages and YouTube videos.
First, give your employer a chance to clean up the workplace, to do away with the harassment. You need to let somebody know that you don't appreciate it, that it's offensive to you, and that you want to see it stop.
Anna Stevenson wishes someone told her that on day one. Eventually, one of Anna's coworkers did file a complaint with the EEOC. The agency investigated EverDry and heard claims of harassment from Anna and 12 of her coworkers. They brought a lawsuit, and last year a jury found EverDry liable. EverDry declined to comment for the story. Anna won a $79,000 settlement.
And when I look back, I think, boy, I got pulled in by the same type of stuff that, like, my mother warned me about when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Anna's now 27. She says she's had a hard time in her last few jobs. Except, curiously, for one, bartending. Anna says drunken men in a bar are nothing compared to what she experienced as a teenager in the workplace. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt.